This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded, in Iraq, and continued unrest after Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Arar Bridge, where security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriyah, security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges which lead to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq, decrying corruption, poor services, lack of jobs, and calling for an end to the post-2003 political system. A senior military commander was killed. At least three other people were wounded, including a local journalist, in southern Afghanistan in a bomb explosion Saturday. Separately, an apparent drone attack in the southeast part of the country is said to have killed at least six civilians, including a newborn baby. The Taliban took responsibility for the roadside bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. A high-ranking Taliban official has been killed in clashes with security forces in one province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesman said that that Kari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in a district where the militant group has a strong presence. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan talked about Friday's stabbing in which two people died before the attacker was killed by police. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Schools and universities have been shut in parts of Iran, including the capital, Tehran, due to high levels of pollution. The decision was announced late Friday by the deputy governor after a meeting of emergency committee for air pollution. Schools in the capital will also be closed Sunday. The young, elderly, and people with respiratory illnesses were warned to stay indoors, and all sports activities were suspended Saturday. Tehran has suffered from dangerous levels of pollution and smog since mid-November. Wintry weather bedeviled Thanksgiving weekend travelers across the United States Saturday as a powerful and dangerous storm moved eastward, dumping heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest and inundating other areas with the rain. Authorities found the bodies of two young children, including a five-year-old boy and a third child, was missing in central Arizona after a vehicle was swept away while attempting to cross a runoff swollen creek. A storm-related death also was reported in the state of South Dakota. Meteorologist Sarah Pagano with the National Weather Service said the storm could make travel to major cities along the East Coast very difficult.
Some folks across the Mid-Atlantic region, you're going to have that colder rain, then possible icy conditions in Pennsylvania into New York, and then snow as you go into the interior portions of the Northeast.
The storms come as millions of Americans are traveling as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend ends on Sunday. Apple says it will reevaluate how it identifies disputed borders after receiving criticism for displaying Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula as part of Russia on maps and weather apps for Russian users. Apple spokeswoman Trudy Mueller told Reuters Friday that the U.S. technology giant was taking a deeper look at how they handle disputed borders. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.